Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Well, we feature another segment here as you've been listening on CASM Radio from Brownfield Ag News, recapping some of the top ag stories of 2025. And, well, we hear from Megan Grebner and also John Perkins. John is highlighted during market reports when it comes to grain and cattle with Brownfield every Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday here on CASM Radio. And, well, he focuses on some of those markets and some of the headlines and maybe what those stories from this year, how they're going to translate to next year. And John Perkins joining us along with Megan Grebner from Brownfield.
We saw a lot of influences all around the commodity markets, and it was normal influences for the most part. But there were also some things that really had some big swings on the market.
When I talk about the cattle markets, obviously, fundamentally, prices should be really high. We saw that super huge drop on both the futures and the cash side of things from some outside influences. But when it comes to the fundamentals, we're still at record tight supplies for cattle, a little bit different picture or a lot different picture on the hog side of things. But then when you get into the grain, so let's talk corn, soybeans, and we'll throw small grains into there too, wheat. What are some of the things that you saw the biggest changes in and the biggest impact in those prices for those commodities?
When it comes down to it, when you just look at raw price differences when compared to a year ago, not that much of a difference for corn. Wheat had a pretty decent difference. It's below where it was a year ago. And that's largely due to a rise in global supplies, as we saw big crops out of a lot of export competitors over the last 12 months or so. And that's definitely had an impact there. But the biggest difference year to year, when you look at just raw prices, again, not factoring in any other things, is soybeans. And soybeans are actually above where they were a year ago, which was kind of surprising given all the talk that we've had about record soybean production this year in Brazil. Another big crop coming out of Argentina again this year. And all the questions we've had about demand from China, which up until recently was the biggest customer for U.S. soybeans. In the grand scheme of things, beans have held up pretty well overall. And a lot of that's due to strong demand for soybean meal and soybean oil, the product side of things.
Do you think that sometimes gets lost in the pictures and the conversations because we talk so much about soybeans in general or corn in general, not thinking about some of the byproducts and some of the other things that there's demand for as well?
Absolutely. And prices for bean meal and bean oil are sharply above year-ago levels, kind of like soybeans. We tend to talk about the raw materials a little bit more because we're a little bit more used to dealing with those in many cases than we are, you know, with the products, be it soybean meal, soybean oil, corn oil, distillers, dried grains with solubles. But those markets definitely bear paying attention to just because of how much demand for those can drive the demand for the raw products themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about trade and tariff impact. So we think about, you mentioned China, obviously with soybeans, but just in that big picture as well.
Demand is incredibly impactful on the global market. Let's switch over to the export inspections numbers real quick. Like corn export inspections, way above this time last marketing year. And that has been driven by global demand solely, you know, because it's the export market. But, you know, key U.S. buyers continue to buy U.S. corn, even with some of the questions about trade deals, including the USMCA. You know, Colombia's a big market right now for U.S. corn. Mexico, of course, is a big market for U.S. corn. So that's played a large role in keeping prices just about steady with where they were a year ago. Wheat probably would have fallen further if it weren't for the solid export demand we've seen through the first half of that marketing year. And as for soybeans, you know, the prices probably would be higher if China was buying on a consistent basis. And we had a clearer timeline of just when China was going to be buying here over the next coming weeks and months.
One thing in prices that have not been the same compared to a year ago, I would say, are probably the cash hog and cash cattle prices. Doing some back of the envelope math, cash hog prices are down significantly from when they were a year ago, which isn't too surprising as we talk this time of year just because of seasonality in the markets. But cash hogs had a really solid year overall. It's been an opportunity for producers to lock in maybe some profits or some better balance sheets as they go into 2026. But I think the real shock and the real story is what's going on with the cash cattle prices. And even on the future side of things, but on the cash side of things. So here's my back of the envelope math. And I say this, I am not an economist, but the five market average for steers at the end of 2024 was $186. It's roughly $220. That's what it was at the end of last week. Anywhere between a 15 and a 20% increase year over year. And 2024 was already 6% higher than the previous year.
Well, that's stunning. And it speaks to, demand, but it really speaks to the supply issues. Because, Megan, we've got, the smallest U.S. cattle herd since the early 1950s, at least?
John, I gave us more time this year. I never think we have enough time to talk about what's been going on in the markets. As you look ahead to 2026, obviously, we've talked a little bit about the cattle sector and the livestock sector on both the cash and the future side of things. But on the future side of things for crops, what are you watching into the new year?
We are going to continue to watch Argentina and Brazil. Those are going to be, we're looking at big crops, record crops, potentially out of both countries this year in terms of soybeans and, big corn crops as well. Even if Brazil's corn crop, according to CONAB, is going to be a little bit smaller than last year. A combined 138 million tons of corn is a lot of corn to contend with, especially when more than 100 of that is going to be out of their second crop, which is the source of most of Brazil's exports. Wheat, it'll continue to monitor the late harvest activity in Argentina and Australia, not specifically for competition with the United States, but because that's going to give an early indicator of how much is going to need to be backfilled once Northern Hemisphere crops start to be harvested. And winter wheat development weather generally looks favorable globally right now in the Northern Hemisphere. And then when we get around to planting time, it looks like the La Nina pattern is going to end this spring, and that could leave large parts of the Midwest dry, and that might start to factor into commodity prices on the futures markets here sooner than we expect.
And then I would assume maybe watching a little bit what happens with China's purchase commitment for soybeans?
Yeah, that's always going to be a factor, especially when so much still appears to be up in the air. About, is the government talking about the calendar year? Is the government talking about the marketing year? Is the government even talking about the U.S. marketing year? Are they talking about the Brazilian marketing year? There are so many unknowns out there right now when it comes to demand from China, and the trade deal framework hasn't even been signed. So we're not going to know specifics potentially for quite some time.
A year in review, talking commodities and talking cattle. John Perkins and Megan Grebner with Brownfield Ag News. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Mid-Soda, trailer sales and service in Avon. Have a great weekend.